All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Guys, we are back with more of Monster College, so let's go ahead and get started. Emily, what is this stone? The Menahune Stone. It's a magical artifact that protects us from the outside world. How does it work? It's a magical object that keeps, you know, humans away from Silverleaf. A magical object, huh? Yes, Grim. It's a very powerful artifact. Have you ever wondered why all of us move around the campus without fear of being seen by humans? Well, I've never really asked myself that question, to be honest. For many of us, being seen would be a big problem. No one must know about the existence of our community. They would hunt us down like they did in the past. I see. The stone made the school look invisible. Did the stone make the school invisible? Oh no, you're off track. The Menahune Stone prevents humans from approaching a certain place. It takes away curiosity and the desire to take a certain action. In that regard, it's very powerful. Throughout all these centuries, no human being has ever approached this place, for they were compelled not to. I get it. It's a really big problem. The stone needs to be found. I don't want to end up in a vacuum cleaner. Huh? Like in that movie. Ghostbusters? Exactly. That was a movie. Well, Grim, sometimes imagination surpasses reality. We need to do something right away. But if we want to find it, I should probably know what it looks like, right? Don't worry. There's no way you're going to miss it. The stone looks like a crystal cluster, somewhat purple, rather, and emits an arcane glow. Don't worry. You'll recognize it when you see it. Don't worry, Emily. I gotcha. I'm with you. Thank you, Grim. End of chapter 2. 10 chapters in all, guys. Here I am. I have arrived at the headquarters of the Alpha Tau Brotherhood. Couldn't Oliver just live here? Who makes him stay in that little room with me? In the end, I'm happy to have a roommate. Of course, mummification and scarabs excluded. In the end, this is just a normal pool party with mummies, centaurs, mermaids, ghosts, and vampires. Thinking about it now, I don't understand what was worrying me about joining Silverleaf. Hey, brother, you made it! I wouldn't have missed it for the world. That's the spirit. Come here. I thought you would end up ditching me to go to the Sigma Sisters party. Ugh, their parties are a disaster. It's all women. It always ends up with you being in bed with all of them, trying out all the Kama Sutra positions and even inventing new ones. Trust me, you did well to choose us. Sister what? The Sigma Sisters, sluts with tight butts and even tighter pussies, cock-hungry whores, you surely met some before. They act all high and mighty, but years ago, when I was still a prince, they would have lined up to suck me off. Times change, don't they? I guess so. You fell for it, huh? There's no other party, and some of the sisters are here at the pool party. Fuck off, Oliver, I was ready to ditch you, ha ha ha. Tell the truth, the thing about the Sigma Party's end is true, but let's not make it known, I wouldn't want things to change. Friend, it's time for you to dive into the fray. I'm sure you'll fit in great. Grab a drink and something to eat, and don't eat any of the guests, please. It'd be terrible. There's already enough problems since the Menahune Stone got stolen. You know who it could have been? Well, certainly the dumbest son of a bitch on campus. The stone protects us from normals, but also them from us. What do you think would happen when a crowd of angry and scared idiots armed with stakes and torches will come and confront us? Well, it'll end badly. Fucking horribly, I say. Well, I just started being a part of this world and it's already falling apart. Don't stress about it. They'll find the stone. It's not easy. Even my previous life fell apart recently. Jokes aside, maybe it's you who brings bad luck. I'm starting to sympathize with those who killed you. Aha, that's a good one, brother. Go now, throw yourself into the fray. Enjoy the sun. I paid good money to have that weather enchantment. Oh, I was wondering about it. It's a nice convenience. You can bet on it, brother. Magic sure is nice. I would still be a boring, stinky mummy without it. There's a lot of people at the party. I can approach one of them to break the ice. There's Grace and Lily. Oh, over on the balcony I see Emily and Maxine. I can't believe my eyes, but even Sophia is here. Unfortunately, Lenny is also there. Maybe going to Susie is the best thing. She seems lonely and lost. Enough talk. Time to take action. The artificial sun they created sure is pleasant. It's time to move. So, there's Susie. There's the fish girl. There's a lot of ladies here. Let's see. Poor Susie is alone. I'll keep her company. Okay, that was Susie. Alright, hold on. Well, there's also Sophia. But Lenny's there as well. Hold on, Lenny's the slime. I like the slime. Going to Sophia. Hope that Lenny won't be a nuisance. Hey, Sophia. Grim, did you not find anyone to throw on the ground today? Hey, Grim, nice to see ya. Hey, Lenny. Can I sit? Sure, come sit here close to me. Yeah, whatever. Sitting down, you'll cause less damage anyway. But don't disturb me. I'm busy. I was thinking. Incredible. Ah, nice one. Shut up, Lenny. If you didn't want to be disturbed, you wouldn't be here. You would have stayed in your room reading your book. You're here because you want to be disturbed. I'm here to study the weather control spell. Don't bother me. Oliver told me about this weather magic. Honestly, I thought it was your doing. You're crazy. It's such an advanced spell. I can't cast anything like that. You're the most powerful witch I know. That's why I thought of you. I am powerful, just not that much. And by the way, how many witches do you know? Including you? Let's see. One? Well, that's not exactly the greatest compliment I've ever received. What can you tell me about this spell? How does it work? Well, works fine to me. Besides working well. Damn it, Lenny, get out of my head, you're confusing me. If you want, I can try to explain it to you. It seems interesting, why not? That's terribly boring, really, so much technical stuff. Lenny! So, what you see up there is a dimensional catalyst. It projects above us a sky that's actually elsewhere. So above us, we could be getting the sky that's currently in Hawaii? No, not really. It's not projecting the sky from elsewhere, but from elsewhen. As in from another time? Yeah. So I don't get it. It's the sky above us, but from another time? Kind of, yeah. Keep the nerd gig up, buddy. You're making a good impression. You're making her so wet, hee-hee-hee. But still wrong. Tell her that what you're seeing is... Lenny, shut up. I don't want your commentary in my head. It's simple, really. The spell works like a recorder. It's projecting the weather from a past date in a loop, as if it were literally a projection or a movie. Still, the heat and light from the past sun is still coming off the projection. Sorry, it's complex. I'm still trying to understand it myself, to be honest. According to Merlin's third law, time travel spells are prohibited. So I don't really get how this particular spell is not banned. I guess it's not really time travel. I'm trying to look interested and focused, but Sophia's curves keep distracting me. I wonder if I'll ever be good enough to cast it myself. I could actually modify this spell in reverse and scry the past from the sky. What would you want to scry about? Actually, forget it. It's nothing. I'm sure you'll succeed anyway. After all, you're the most powerful witch I know. Thank you, Grim. That was actually kind of... You know, you're better than I thought. I feel the pressure of her soft breasts on me. I can't focus on this time travel story. If only you knew what she was thinking. What? Lenny, what is she thinking? I can't tell you, man. It'd be a violation of privacy. You read everyone's thoughts all the time. And you talk to me about privacy? I mean, I see everything, but it's not like I like spreading secrets. I'd be a really shitty person. Oh man, and she has such lewd thoughts. Lenny, fuck, tell me. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me company. It was nice spending time with someone who doesn't hate me. It was nice, but all this kindness is gonna make you sick. You witches vomit rainbows, don't you? You're thinking of unicorns, Grim. That's it. I got my dose of social interaction. Scram now. Okay, I get it. No need to turn me into a toad. We can talk to Susie, we can go towards the pool, or we can talk to my two favorite undead. I want to talk to the fish girl. We didn't get a plant girl, so the fish girl is the second best. The magical sun is cooking me. Maybe a dip is the best idea. Oh, there's also Lily. Hi. Hey, sweetie, I didn't know you were coming. Come, sit next to me. Oliver, my roommate, invited me. I wonder how those snakes take to water. I'm glad he did. He's such a fun guy. I wonder how it was being a pharaoh. He wasn't a pharaoh. Actually, I don't think he was a pharaoh. From what he told me, he died young as a prince. No need to make such a fuss about it, Grim. It's not nice. Anyway, I still haven't thanked you enough for what you did. I would have died with that smell in the room. Are you kidding me? It was a piece of cake. I wonder who targeted you. I have no idea. We Sigma sisters are very well liked on campus. Ah, so she's one of them. If what Oliver told me is true, I'm not surprised. You think the disappearance of the stone has something to do with it? No! She doesn't. Could it be a jealous girlfriend? Someone who saw you flirting with her man, maybe? Well, it could be. Many men find me attractive. I'm afraid the people who are after me won't stop at that stinky, cursed thingy. Are those snakes poisonous? Like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop asking the snake questions, but you know, I've got like 50,000 of them. Don't worry, I'm sure they won't go any further. It was just a stupid prank, probably. Thank you, Grim. When you're with me, I feel safe. I feel like no one can harm me. Don't worry, I'll always be around to defend you. Yeah, I need you close to me. So I was wondering, do you like stargazing? Why? Want to watch the stars together? Well, I happen to know a place with a good view. I'd like to take you there some... Hey, you two. Scared of water? Grace, we're talking about important things. Yeah, I can imagine. Why don't you come for a swim with me? Come on, the water is fine. With this heat, a swim wouldn't be bad. What, Grim? Well, I'll stay there then. You go ahead. Come on, the water is patient, but I am not. What the hell? Ah, you two. Come, Lily, the water is amazing. Yeah, duh, did you think I was lying? Don't tell me you can't swim. Come here, I'll teach you. I'll go get something to drink. Have fun, Grim. What an overreaction. Maybe she wanted to spend some alone time with me, but swimming with Grace was too tempting. Well, too bad. Now you're all mine. Damn, I feel her hard nipples pressing against my back. I feel like I'm gonna get an erection just from it. Now even the hands. Everything okay, big guy? Yeah, of course, Grace. All good. There's something I wanted to show you up close. Very close. Interesting. What is it? Something wet. Do you want to see it? Well, you got my curiosity, but aren't you all wet? Haha, idiot. Here, come closer. I'll show you. Ah, hey! You got me. You're a naive little wolf. That's what you deserve. I may be naive, but I'm not defenseless. Here, take this. Ah, stop, haha. What, trying to escape me? Come back. Grace is taking me exactly where she wants. I can't take my eyes off of her. She reached the bottom of the pool. There's no escape anymore. Doesn't seem like she wants to run away anyway. Seems more like an invitation. There, mine. Gotcha! Isn't it me who fished you up? Does it matter if you caught who? Maybe not. And now I'm hard as metal. I better go get something to drink. What, are you leaving like this? Yeah, but only because I wouldn't want to soil the pool water and ruin the party for others, hee-hee. Ha, I guess she noticed my erection. From that balcony, the view would be best. Hey girls, what are you doing here? Not feeling like partying? Hey Grim. Hi, actually we're talking about you, hee hee. About me? I hope you were saying nice things. Emily's teasing you. People only say good things about you. What do you two think about the disappearance of the stone? It's a big deal. The stone protected us. Normals would never accept us. I can already imagine scientists with proton packs trying to trap me like in that horror movie. Ghostbusters again? It's an obsession with you. It's not a horror movie. Because you're not a ghost. It'd be terrible to be separated from friends, not being able to paint anymore. Well, I guess if you look at it from that point of view. And what'd they do to me? They'd be terrified I could cause a zombie apocalypse. As if raising an undead was that easy. Is it not? What do you think? There'd be a world full of ghosts and zombies if it were that easy. Right, I hadn't thought about that. Who do you think stole the stone? Personally, I think it must have been someone who didn't need to hide from humans. Yeah, more like human-like people, you know, like a werewolf or a vampire. Yeah, I think it's the most obvious idea. Someone like me or Emily would only have to lose by blowing the school's cover. Thanks for the chat, girls. Now I have a better idea about some things. I'll leave you alone so you can keep talking about me. Bye, Grim. I promise we'll only say nice things about you, hee-hee. Absolutely. Poor Susie's alone. I'll go keep her company. Hey, Susie, what are you doing here all alone? Hi, Grim. It's nice seeing you here. Well, I'm a little embarrassed in my swimsuit. You know, I'm very shy. Emily and Grace insisted for me to come, though. Don't be embarrassed. You look great. Uh-oh. Why did they insist? They insisted? They're kind. They know I'm very shy and tend to isolate myself. Let's say that all fawns tend to be a bit shy and distrustful. I'm glad you're here. I have to say that this costume looks great on you. I'm glad you came. Thank you, Grim. Your compliments mean a lot to me. I'm just telling the truth. Come, Nina, it's time to leave. This party is boring. Get out of the way, losers! Hey! What the fuck? Move it, Nina. Hey, you're rude. You should apologize to Susie. Grim, we wolves eat goats. We don't fuck them. When you'll be enough of a wolf, you'll get it. I wonder how the fuck Nina manages to beat with such an asshole. That really did scare Susie badly. Fuck you, Alex. You're an asshole. Well said, Grim. Fuck off, asshole. Grace took Susie's defense very personally. It seems like their relationship is deeper than I thought. Susie, are you okay? Don't worry, Grace. Everything's fine. Are all werewolves such assholes, or is Alex an exception? Many are assholes, but he's an exception, and it's partly your fault. My fault? What do you mean? Yeah, Alex is part of an influential family of werewolves, the Fellshields. Still not as ancient and famous as you Wellwoods. Centuries ago, Alex's great-great-grandfather was kissing the asses of your ancestors. I didn't think my family was that important. After all, my father's just an ordinary man. All clear. Shall I go tell him when he can come kiss my ass, then? I'm sure he'll appreciate it. See ya, Grim. Thanks for the chat. Hey, buddy. Hey, Oliver. Do you happen to know where Rachel went? I don't even know she was at the party. Why do you ask? She asked me to get her a drink. And I looked for her everywhere, but she seems to have disappeared. If it were Emily or Grace, I wouldn't be worried. But Rachel has the incredible ability to get into trouble. I know I shouldn't worry, but being older than every member of this school by a few thousand years, I feel obligated to protect you. Do the years under the sand count? Only when it suits me. Can you help me find her? I can try to smell the dye she uses on her hair. Yes, I smell Rachel's scent mixed with alcohol. A lot of alcohol. Found her, Oliver. If you want, I'll bring her the beer and make sure she's okay. You would do me an incredible favor. I have to show Ben who the beach volleyball champion is here at Silverleaf. Thanks, buddy. No problem, Oliver. What trouble have you gotten yourself into, Rachel? Found her. As I imagined. Those fools are getting her drunk. Come on, Rachel, one last bet. It's impossible for you to read the mind of a vampire. You forget my infernal powers. You're just a little imp. I don't think you can... You're right. Zuberin is being arrogant. You're one of the noblest vampires in the world, Rachel. It's impossible for an imp to do it. Aha, are you being arrogant, Zuberin? You're underestimating me. Okay, I'm in then. Let's bet. If I win, will you give me your swimsuit? My swimsuit? I don't know if that's a good idea. Of course it's not a good idea. Tell him off, Rachel. If you win, Zuberin would give you his. Show him what you're made of. You don't want to doubt that prestige of vampires, do you? No, you're right. I don't want to. I accept the challenge. You'll regret it, Zuberin. Rachel's really naive. She fell into the trap. Now, Rachel, think about your favorite color. Let's see if Zuberin can really read your mind. Are you ready, Zuberin? I was born ready. Okay, I'm focusing on my favorite color. What color am I thinking of? Here, let me focus. Using the diabolical powers of my lineage, I can say that! What a ridiculous play. I can't believe Rachel has fallen for this nonsense. Your favorite color is... pink! What? How the hell did you do that? It's incredible. I didn't think you could read my mind. Dimps really have such incredible powers? Wow, I'm really surprised. Zuberin won, and you, Rachel, lost. Unfortunately, now you have to honor the bet. The bet, but I didn't think I could lose. I don't want everyone to see me naked. Come on, a bet is a bet. Let's take a look. I promise I'll give you back your bikini when you return to the pool. It's better to wait. I want to catch him red-handed. Besides, I don't mind watching Rachel undress. Okay, I'll honor my bet. We vampires always keep our word. Here, are you satisfied? Wow, what a beautiful view! They're perfect. They look like they were made by a sculptor. Yeah, let's start having fun. It's a crime to hide those two beautiful breasts. Here's my bikini, but you have to give it back to me. I don't want everyone to see me like this. Stay calm, it's a little show that I prefer to keep between us. Come on now, give us the rest of the bikini. The swimsuit is made up of two pieces. But I thought you only need the top. I can't be seen completely naked. You do also have to take off your panties if you want to keep your promise. Otherwise, I can't give you back the top. It's actually bikini bottoms, not panties. After you take off your bikini bottoms, you'll get your bra back. If you don't, you'll stay like that to the end of the party. I can't walk around like this, it'd be inappropriate. Okay, I'll take off my underwear, but then you have to give everything back to me because I'm already too embarrassed now. I promise we'll give everything back to you, but now let us see what you're hiding under there. Okay, just a moment. Waiting a little longer isn't a bad idea. I'll enjoy the show and intervene if things get too bad. What's wrong with that, after all? Uh-oh. They're not gonna let me do it. Enough, I have to intervene. You can't take advantage of Rachel like this. Stop! The farce ends here! Hey, freshman, what do you want? We're just having fun amongst friends. Among friends? You're taking advantage of Rachel. You got her drunk and now you're trying to make her undress. Rachel lost the bet. She's paying off her debt. Grim, it's true, I lost. I didn't think she could read my mind. Rachel, these two clowns can't read minds. They deceived you, taking advantage of you after getting you drunk. Hey, those are serious accusations. I'll make you take back what you said. Do you think you can come here and ruin our party? Let's do this. Read my mind and find out which one of you I'll take out first. If you guess right, I'll apologize to whoever's left standing. Don't touch the animal inside me. You might not like it. Hey, it was just an innocent joke. There's no need to get so worked up. Let's go, Zubaran. I don't want trouble, but it's not over yet. I was foolish. If you hadn't intervened, who knows how it would have ended. No, you're not foolish. Those two thugs had planned everything, and... Thank you, Grim. You're my guardian angel. I just hope you're okay. I'm fine, thanks to you. Since you've been here at Silverleaf, things have been improving. Thank you. I can't imagine how they were before. Don't worry, Rachel. I'm here for you. I want to leave this party. Me too. I'll take you to your room after we retrieve your bra. Bikini top. Grim, would you really have killed them? No, maybe I would have ripped off an arm at most. I wouldn't want people to think of me as a violent person. Oh, I think you're the sweetest person on campus. Isn't that nice? Whoa, what a rush! I didn't think that letting the wolf loose could be so exciting. I don't have a clear image of what happened. I remember flashes of me running among the trees. I felt so nimble. My senses were so heightened. I feel like my body still remembers those sensations even in this form. Okay. You can improve your sight and your sixth sense. I want to see what a sixth sense does. I think that might be useful. I feel like my sixth sense has improved. I can perceive things that my other senses ignore. That might be really useful. We're thinking D&D terms now. Too bad that once I revert from that wolf form, my memories are so confused. I mostly remember sensations, images associated with emotions. I guess the wolf's memory is not like a human's. It's based on instinct more than logic. One thing I remember, though, I feel like I wasn't alone. There was someone else with me. Another wolf. I have flashes of us running and playing together, but I can't quite focus on them. I wonder if it was another werewolf. Did I just dream it? I wonder if... Is there someone behind that tree? Someone spying on me. What the... Who is it? No use, they're too far away. Hey, who's there? Show yourself! Gone. Who was that? Maybe a hiker. I guess I scared them away. Could be. On the other hand, when I let the wolf loose, I have to take off my clothes. Finding a naked man in the woods can't be a pleasant experience. Well, maybe for some it is. Now I should better get back. Okay, guys, so that's where we're gonna end Monster College for now. There was a pool party, a lot more lore, which I do appreciate because this game does have its own lore. And they actually go the distance to, you know, talk about the spells and the lineage of the clans and all that kind of thing, which is cool. So I'm enjoying this game so far, and we're in chapter 2, so things are only going to get more interesting as we go on. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time with more Monster College coming up on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm out.